Welcome back to Golden Gab, a podcast where we recap each episode of The Golden Bachelor. I'm Mallory, and I'm a reality TV dating show super fan.
And I'm Deb. I'm brand new to reality TV dating shows, but I'm a bit of an expert on dating at a mature age.
Deb and I are recapping each episode, giving our unique perspective. Enjoy the show. So, Deb, we have exciting news. We're here together in our studio audience in Arizona.
So nice to be with you in person and to chat with you, although we viewed this separately, but we're going to talk together, girl.
Yes. And you watched with your kids?
I watched with my daughter.
Okay.
So that's an interesting perspective.
Yes.
Because she is in her 20s and I asked her if she would have been supportive if I would have done this.
And yeah.
Of course, she would be. So
Yeah, of course she would.
She loved the show. She thought it was great. She loved the show. Very fun.
Dog is here recording with us.
He is part of our audience.
He is. He's very into Holding Bachelor. So we start off in the studio audience with Jesse. And that we're going to do the women tell all. So we find out right away, we're not going to find out who the final two are until the end.
Right.
So they kind of let me.
I know. They like drew it out as long as they could.
They did. They wanted you to keep watching.
It worked.
So we bring back, and this is common for regular Bachelor, where they bring all the exes into a room together to discuss. But the difference was this was the most cordial women tell all I've ever seen, because normally they're at each other's throat and they're all trying to vie for screen time. And
I did feel bad sometimes when the camera zoomed in on Ellen, you know, because she was in a tough spot. But
yeah,
I have to say that the women looked fabulous.
They looked
amazing.
Any standouts?
Yes, Joan was a standout.
Joan was
for
a standout.
Sure. And it made me wonder, but for her being called, you know, to go home or to go help her daughter, she could have been a major contender.
She could have been. And she's my number one pick for Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah.
After you.
Okay.
If they don't choose you.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. I agree. I mean, she's got it all going on. She did seem a bit distracted when she was, you know, still in the running.
Yeah, clearly her daughter had just had a baby,
right,
and she was dealing with postpartum. I love that she shared that, because I think, you know, people are, you know, it kind of demystifies the postpartum thing, because it's very common.
Yeah, and as long as it was with her daughter's permission, I think that's great.
Yeah, so... yeah, we'll talk more about who the Bachelorette piece. Yeah, so I thought Joan stood out. I love seeing Natasha.
Yeah.
It's fun to see her.
Yeah, it was fun to see her.
Yeah, I thought they all looked good. Kathy looked great.
She looked great. Like, some of them looked better than ever.
Yes. Susan in that green, I think, was a standout.
Yeah.
That was fun. And her little, the cameo for Kris Jenner.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all kind of like little, they're getting their 15 minutes of fame for sure. Any other standouts?
And more. You know, I mean, going back to Joan, I think she's the one, this resonated with me, who said, as you get older, you become more invisible. Mm-hmm. And we might have touched on that in a different episode. But I think that it just, I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, unfortunately true. However, she looked stunning and was clearly visible, and maybe even more visible if she's chosen for the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, I think particularly someone like Joan, who I'm sure got a lot of attention in her younger days, is probably really noticing that she's fading more into the background as she gets older, which is a sad commentary on how we treat older people. And I do think that this show really helps, you know, see these women and Gary as regular people with, you know, dreams and desires. Like, you don't die after menopause, and, you know, hopefully, and you still have a lot of life left to live and a lot. So, yeah, I thought it was all a very positive vibe. So he kind of And I think this is an indicator that she will be the next Bachelorette, that he brings her up on stage, Joan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he didn't do that with anyone that wasn't kind of in the final
Did few. You think that Gary was like, wow, she looks hot? And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what if, okay, so I don't know how many months later this show is
I think
being
it's played. A couple months.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say he's
this
with.
This was like summer.
Let's say he's with Teresa or he's with Leslie.
Yes.
And they're watching.
Yeah.
You know, as he is embracing some of these other women that came up there, like Faith.
Yeah,
and
yeah
Jones,
the Faith one, I think I would.
You know, would you be jealous if you were like crying and, you know what I mean? Really emotional over somebody else?
Yeah.
How would you feel?
That's a weird place to be, for sure. I would, but I've been with the same man for 32 years. So I can't imagine him hugging somebody like Gary hugged, especially Faith, which we'll get into. That mm-hmm. was quite a hug. But at the same time, I think I'd realize, well, I was ultimately, I think the Joan one is the harder one because he didn't say goodbye to her. She left.
Yeah. It was on her terms.
Yeah, it wasn't his choice. So that, mm-hmm. that might be a little more difficult. But I thought she was very articulate. And I really think she'll do well as the Bachelorette. I know people are talking about Faith as the Bachelorette. I think she has two problems. She doesn't have a lead personality.
Well, here's the other problem. I don't know that she's ever going to leave.
Well, that was the
rural community. Yeah. And like she said, where her horse was buried.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, unless you get a bunch of bachelors in the running who are, you know, cowboys or kind of rural sort of people.
But then that's very limited.
That's very limited. And
whereas Joan, I think, could bring in a more like a diverse.
Joan group. Is gorgeous.
She's also, I think, the perfect age
mm-hmm.
because she's 60. So as the Golden Bachelorette, they can draw from a bigger pool, probably late 50s to early 70s. And whereas if Ellen, who would also be an amazing bachelorette, she's in her early 70s. So what's like, how many younger guys are going to want to, I mean, some will because she's a spry. So let's talk Ellen because I think then they bring Ellen up.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, on a nice note that the program brought Roberta's daughter, you know, and surprised. So nice. And that was so nice that they mentioned Roberta. I really think that was very classy and a beautiful touch. But, you know, I felt like I was watching the pain in Ellen, mm-hmm. you know, especially sometimes they zoom in and, mm-hmm. and then she's also watching Gary with Faith or Gary with Joan.
It's tough.
It's right in front of her because she, you know, she came close and she put it all out there. She put her
and
feelings
they,
on a plate.
And they don't get much closure. You know, they get walked out a few words and they're gone.
And she hasn't seen him since then.
And she hasn't seen him since. And now she's been, you know, probably rewatching.
I mean, you got to think, you know, I would be thinking, was he being genuine? Was, you know, was he just talking the talk with me? You know,
they all though seem not angry with him at all.
Right.
They seem very like, you know, you made me feel special and it's really given me a new outlook on getting out there and finding my person, kind of re-energized their desire to, you know, date. So they all really had a lot of positive things to say.
Well, I'm sure this experience was really cool, of course, mm-hmm. but the women there on stage, you know, in watching recaps of the show with them, like Ellen watching mm-hmm. Herself with Gary and yeah. it seemed like, oh, this was a real thing. Do you think that it was sort of hurt their feelings?
What?
Well, just watching these clips of themselves with Gary, like that it was kind of painful.
I think it would be very painful yeah. for sure. Yeah. I think you're, I mean, that's the good thing is they're all mature. They've been through worse things in their lives. They have some perspective.
And I think this was an amazing life experience for them.
Like, whereas on the regular Bachelor, you know, they might be more mopey and entitled and why didn't you pick me? And
oh, really?
And, yeah. And they get kind of
catty. Would they say that? Why didn't you pick me?
Yeah, some of them would say, like, I don't understand. I thought we had a better connection. You didn't give me any indication.
I mean, it was interesting how emotional Gary was, you know, especially with Faith. With and Faith, I think he was feeling guilt that he broke the promise to her kids.
So let's talk about, so we go back to the rose ceremony. And we see back with Gary, who's clearly distraught over having to send Faith home.
Because you were right. Reason.
You were 100% right last week because you said, I think it's because he's going to send Faith home and he feels bad.
I think he feels really bad because, you know, she had challenges in her life. And he also promised her kids that he wouldn't hurt her. And that I think he said he was in love with her.
Yeah, in front of her whole family.
Yeah, I mean,
which,
you know. Yeah, but he was very emotional.
He was very emotional. Nice. What he didn't say in the breakup speech or even at the Women Tell All is, you were inflexible, and I wasn't willing to move to Benton to the middle of nowhere.
Well, do we know that she was not flexible? I don't even know if they had that conversation.
She said it on the hometown. She said, I want to be near my boys, and I want to be here where my horse is buried. She seemed pretty like...
Yeah. Well, I think it would have... If that were the case, and they had that conversation, I think that would have been fair. For Gary to say, you know, I really have feelings for you, but this just isn't the environment.
It's our life.
Me,
I think
the lifestyle.
Did he say something like that? Maybe that their lifestyles were not as compatible. I don't know. It is really. I mean, I've said this before. The age that they're at, they're less flexible.
Yes and no. Like, I feel I'm at a point in my life where I do have flexibility.
Because you don't have grandchildren.
Yes.
Right.
Hopefully.
No, yeah, but once you have grandchildren and you adore them and it's, you know, it just becomes more difficult and, you know, being around family and all of that. So... Interesting. So,
people, you know, but people do a lot of part time, you know, half the year here, half the year there, you know, there's ways.
There are
ways. If
you
really love somebody, I think there's ways.
Yeah. But I really think that whole Benton City was
a
nail in the coffin.
It was a deal breaker.
That was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
And you can see they still have a lot of affection for each other, which, yes, if I'm Leslie or Teresa, that's hard to see.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you get then? Leslie or Teresa?
I have two scenarios. Ooh. Scenario one, which if I'm a betting person, which I am, would be what I
which
would
you totally with. Are. So go ahead.
I think Leslie gets the final rose and Joan is the next Bachelor. But
probable.
There is another scenario where Teresa gets the final rose, and I'll explain, and Leslie is the next Bachelor.
Probable. Possible. Let's say possible. Yes.
So
could we also say that he was with one of Teresa or Leslie and reconnected with Joan?
That's possible too. Or Faith.
And then Leslie could be a Bachelorette, right?
She could, yes. So there's a lot of, I think the most likely is he, okay, I'll tell you a few reasons why I think he could pick Teresa, though she's clearly not a fan favorite. Number one is I think that there's a nurturing side of Teresa that he saw in her hometown. There's like, there's something that we're, the editors have not given her a good edit, I don't think.
Is she too needy and too clingy to him?
I think he might like that a little bit, though. Mm. Especially as he gets older and needs a care. Like, she, I could see more of a caregiver.
But she is older than Leslie.
Right.
There's that. And yeah. Honestly, I think that makes a difference. I'm just being real.
And I'll tell you my other reason. But now, this would be true for regular Bachelor. I'll be interested to see what happens for Golden Bachelor. They're giving us a lot of clues that it's Leslie.
To send you the wrong direction.
Which often means it's not Leslie. So he told her, you're my girl. In the last one, he told her that. He was kind of the most I love you. Mm-hmm. And then in the preview for next week, he says something like, I think you're the one.
I think.
I don't remember that. Do you remember the preview?
No, I don't.
He said something to her like, I don't know.
I mean, by being now, the one. Like, you think you kind of know deep down, don't you think?
I guess, but I can imagine that you're considering a lot of different angles. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. So let's go back. What do you think?
Well, unless I'm being led down the wrong path, I think that Leslie is kind of a standout. Her personality, the way she looks. Yeah, I think fun, sexy. She's right. Got it all going on. I think Teresa's got some... You know, maybe she's needy. She's putting it all out there. She's older. I hate to say it, but I'm just being a realist.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. So we shall see. It's going to be interesting. Before we go, let's just talk about the women tell all and what some of the things that they discussed.
Oh, boy.
Meatballs or guacamole?
Oh, boy.
Controversy.
Like... That topic was kind of funky.
Yes, I know.
That's kind of a good way to put it. I was like, oh my God. But, yeah. And that was a strong topic for the show, that show.
They went on a lot about it, but it was, I just love that they were just making a joke out of it. Personally, for me, it would be the guacamole with the raw onions.
Oh, I'm not even going there, but Sandra... Put some guacamole on that.
On national television.
Topic.
Yes. I laughed out loud.
I think my jaw dropped to the floor.
That was pretty, I thought it was hilarious, but not everybody likes potty humor. Anything else about the women? I really feel like they're all friends and that they'll keep this friendship.
It was actually very mature. And, you know, so nice during... you know, the climate that we live in, with different personalities and opinions, strong opinions, that everybody seemed to gel pretty well.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed with the group.
Yeah.
In many respects. Yeah. Nobody was super mean or.
No, they were funny. They were articulate. And they all really talked about this being a wonderful experience. It gave them a lot of hope. For the future.
It seemed very confident. Like confident women.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm just going to put it out there on TV to millions of people. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. They were very confident, fun, funny. They seemed very natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's been a great show and I'm interested. So next week is Fantasy Suites. So have I told you about Fantasy Suites? I kind of told you a little bit.
Briefly.
So they go on this amazing date. I think they're in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, yeah, which they go to is Costa Rica. Amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been. So oh they gosh, go to Costa so Rica. They'll go on some amazing date. And usually there's three at this point, but with Golden, they do two. So then at the end of the date at dinner, they get a card from Jesse inviting them to spend the night in a fantasy suite.
Wow. Both of them, no matter what, this is an opportunity for both of them to do that?
Yes. With wow. no cameras. And
oh, no cameras. Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. So it'll be, I assume that they'll do it. Now, whether they'll, as Gary would say, knock boots or not, it's something I don't really want to know, but good for them if they do. So try before you buy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
well, he has the opportunity.
I think Leslie wins that challenge.
I think it's Leslie.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's next week. Then it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And we might do a special Thanksgiving show where we talk to my mom.
I think that would be great because your mom is hilarious and she has been watching the show.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do a special. And then the week after Thanksgiving is the finale. So generally what I believe will happen is those two women will meet his family.
Oh.
His daughters, his grandchildren, all of that. And then he does gives the final rose. Then they come kind of like Women Tell All, they come back in a studio audience and it's after the final rose. So they bring back the person who didn't get the final rose with, and they talk to Gary.
But do you see them now, like real time?
It's real time. It's live.
It's, oh, that's great. So they, you know, may or may not still be together.
They may or may not still be
together. I love that it's real time.
That's so great. What they do in between, like in this time period, is they, at least they do on regular Bachelor, generally they find remote places for them to meet up to see each other.
Listen, I went on a hike in a, you know, in Arizona, and I was wondering, I'm like, I could see Gary and either Teresa or Leslie.
Well, I don't think they can be out in public.
I was in a very remote place.
I don't think they're allowed to be out in public together. I think they have to be behind closed doors. Okay. So they try. I mean, I'm sure there, I know that there's spoilers out there. We at Golden Gab do not believe in spoilers. We like to genuinely find out when the rest of the world finds out.
We just try to make our own guesses, educated guesses.
So we'll be back next week. Deb's heading back to her rainy abode, and we will chat from there. And hope you enjoyed our episode. Don't forget to rate, review, follow us, tell all your friends. We really appreciate our listeners, and we'd love any comments as well. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you next time.